Fertie halted too nimbly. He skipped back a few paces, mocking his former captain.
You're on your own now, you dirty misery!
For the first time, there was a whine of self-pity in Vizca's reply.
Fertie, mate, what did I ever do to harm you?
The little rat picked up a stone and slung it. He stood gritting his teeth as it fell far short of the target. Fertie gave vent to all his stifled feelings as he replied to the golden fox.
You never did nothing to harm me, apart from the kicks and insults I put up with from you. But what about the ones you killed? Old Clamer and poor Jungo, who never harmed any beast. You're no good, Longtooth. What sort of captain sneaks off and leaves all but five of his crew to be slain by the enemy? And you're a coward too. You ran because you're frightened of the big stripehound. Well, you're on your own now, you murderer. And I hope I never see your ugly mug again.
Fertie turned and bounded off without a backward glance, leaving Vizca completely deserted. Vizca reviewed his position aloud.
Let the maggots run. They was never any use to me, ungrateful blackguards. Leaving the captain without a clue to sail his ship. How am I supposed to do that?
Venting his rage on the earth, he stabbed at the ditch bed with Martin's sword. Thinking back upon the blood gullet's ill-starred voyage and his subsequent failure to possess Redwall Abbey. At the thought of his ship, it suddenly occurred to Vizca that he had left two of the crew to guard it. He could not recall their names, but that didn't bother him unduly. Fortune had taken yet another turn for the Golden Fox. With himself and a pair of able-bodied vermin, he would manage to sail the blood gullet. Considerably cheered, Vizca briskly continued his journey with a jumble of future plans revolving in his fertile imagination. Crew beasts would not be difficult to recruit as his ship skirted the coastlands on its southern voyage. Vizca had two ways of bringing stray vermin into his service, the first of which was eminently simple: join my crew or die. The second method was for those he judged to be valuable as sea raiders. These he could flatter, offering them plunder, the good life, and promotion aboard ship. Vizca Longtooth could not resist laughing aloud. Where were they now, his former crew? Either dead alongside a horde of brown rats, or deserters running for their lives. He marvelled aloud at his own cunning and resilience.
I got a fine ship, a good mason chain, aye, and a sword like no other beast alive owns. Ha! A new crew? I can pick them up any place, me. Vizca Longtooth, the boldest sea-raiding captain that ever strode a deck.